This is the floor supervisor, Tarnisha. Allow me one moment as I get your account pulled up.
Thank you.
All right, can I get you to verify that shipping address on file for me, please?
1247 South Augusta Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90033.
All right, and this is for the Melody Watch and Melody Pod, and you're calling and stating fraud on today?
Yeah.
All right. All right, so looking at the account, I do see where it did start. Original order was placed back on the 19th of March, as well as the 20th of March, in which you placed for the Melanie Pod, the smartwatch with shipping insurance, and the Melanie Watch. Now, they were on a 14-day trial period in which once you received them, if you did not want them or were not satisfied with them, you did have to call in to cancel the trial period and return the merchandise.
I actually didn't order those, the Apple Watch.
The Melody Watch?
Yeah, I never ordered that. It was actually changed in my bank account. That's why I'm calling, because I never put the orders. And I want to make sure you guys cancel all that and send the money back.
Okay. Now, what you were billed for was for the Melody Pod. You weren't billed for the watch. The watch declined now.
So you say it's already paid?
Yes, the Melody Pod is already paid. The watch declined out, so that one did not get charged.
So, what was the first order? I'm sorry.
Okay. It was like $69.97 for the Melody Pod. And that order was originally placed, looks like back on the 19th. Of March.
18th of March.
Mm-hmm. You would have paid $7.92 for the shipping and handling at that time.
$7?
Mm-hmm.
I still don't understand what Melanie is.
That is the brand name of the pods that you ordered.
What's the name of the product again?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. What's the name of the product?
Melody. Like
M-E-L.
M-E-L.
O-D-Y. Melody. The Melody one, sorry. Just like that?
Mm-hmm. One is the pod and one is the watch.
For that Melody thing, I don't remember order that.
Now, have you received the watch or pods?
I actually received an Apple Watch, but that was ordered on Amazon. I ordered those for Amazon, and it was like an offer, like 20% off and like that. But I already got those, and if the AirPods too, and we paid $29 for those. And we already got them. But that was like 2 weeks ago. and this order that I'm getting the notification was ordered today.
Okay. So
the
original order. So the original order was actually ordered back on March the 19th and the 20th. What was charged on today is called an end of trial charge because it was on a trial period and you had to call in to cancel on it to avoid being billed the retail price for the Watcha Pod.
La última original fue hecha el marzo del
15. Esa
es otra orden que se hiciera. I'm kind of confused with that because I never ordered those items going, it's being sent to this address. Or is it a different address?
The address that you verified earlier is the address that we have on the account.
And for this one, for the second one?
For both of them.
For both of them? Yeah, because you think you can cancel the second one? Well, the first one is already paying everything, but the second one, you think you can cancel all that and make sure you guys delete my car number from your account so you guys won't get any payments for that or anything?
All right. Allow me one moment as I go ahead and get that account processed for you. I do see where the previous rep has already canceled that account, so it will not be billed anything. Did they give you a cancellation number?
And for the 69, I will get that in how many days? I'm sorry.
Okay, now the 69 is not being refunded. What we're doing is canceling the account so the watch won't be billed.
Yeah, that's the point that I don't understand, and that you guys getting paid for that, and that's something that I didn't order. And you
okay,
say,
you said you didn't. You said you didn't order the watch.
I didn't order the watch, and the first thing you just told me.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. You said that you didn't order the watch, but the watch was on the order, but the watch has not been billed for. What's
right.
been billed for is the pod. Order that you actually ordered.
So you said the April?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all it means. So I. Well, yeah, just make sure you delete all my information. And what I ordered was something else, but I don't know why you guys still pay. I don't know why you guys still getting the money.
Now, what I can do for you is I can go ahead and process a courtesy 50% refund back into the account for you. I do want to let you know that we do send this account along with this phone call on today to your local police department for them to open their own investigation to track down who might have used the card to place the order. Now, are you absolutely sure that you do not remember placing the order for neither the pods or the watch?
Yeah, I'm going to call my bank account and get more information about those type of payments.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, as a one-time courtesy, I'll go ahead and refund the account in full for you on today.
Okay.
Allow it 2 to 3 business days to show back up into the account, okay?
Okay, it's fine. Something else, you gonna be deleting all my information again?
Yes, your account is already canceled.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was
just
a membership or something
refund
like that?
For you. No, ma'am. What it is is a one-time. It was a one-time payment.
Oh.
It wasn't a membership or anything. It was just a one-time payment for the product. If you decided that you did want to keep the product and like it.
Oh, okay. Okay. No.
Pero ella dijo que lo va a cancelar y me van a dar 50%. Okay, I will appreciate if you do that for me.
Alright, allow me one moment. All right, that refund went through successfully, and like I said, allow it to the 3 business days to show back up into your account. And did you receive a confirmation number with the previous route?
Okay.
Did you receive a confirmation number?
Oh, you send it through this vault or the account phone?
Oh, okay, you should receive an email confirmation. It'll be titled "Your refund is on its way," and it's going to the email that we have on file.
Can you read the email that you guys have?
Okay, it's CATRACHOGUSTAVOAYALA25@gmail.com.
So tu correo electrónico lo tiene la revista. Yeah, you can send it to that.
All right. Well, we have that account now completely closed out and canceled for you.
Mi nombre,
is there anything else I can do for you on tonight?
Tu correo electrónico lo tiene registrado.
Anything else I can do for you tonight?
Yeah, just waiting for the confirmation number.
All right. It'll be C as in Charlie, 1, A as in Apple, C as in Charlie.
Give me 1 second. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you repeat it?
All right. It's going to be C as in Charlie, - 1, A as in Apple, C as in Charlie, 1, 4, 3, B as in boy, 0, 5.
Okay.
All right. Well, if that'll be all, I do thank you for calling customer support, and you do have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.